It's time for Declare Your Independence with Ernest Hancock.
Believe me when I say we have a difficult time ahead of us. But if we are to be prepared for it, we must first shed our fear of it. I stand here without fear because I remember. I remember that I am here not because of the path that lies before me, but because of the path that lies behind me. I remember that for 100 years we have fought these machines. And after a century of war, I remember that which matters most. We are still here!
And now, live from the studios of Freedom's Phoenix, Ernest Hancock.
Good morning, good morning, good morning. Welcome back to Declare Your Independence with me, Ernest Hancock, each and every day here on RBN Network from Phoenix, Arizona, from the BEA beautiful studios of freedomsphoenix.com. Now, I come in and there's people at the doorstep, man. This happens all the time, and I don't have time to talk to the gentleman, so you're going to do it with me. All right, what's your name?
Michael Roth.
Michael Roth, you're here because why?
Because I got arrested last week for speaking up at a town council meeting.
And what do you want me to do about
it? Tell me who I can call. I need a lawyer.
Okay, now what was it? Speaking at what town council?
Quartzsite, Arizona.
Oh, that's very different. Okay, all right. Wait a minute. Tell me a little bit more about it. What was the issue?
Well, this is ongoing. I mean, I ran for office. I ran for Board of Supervisors, lost by 26 votes. It was the most evil, terrible thing I've been involved in my whole life, but I was standing up for what I believed in. And they've been coming after me. There's a pattern of harassment here. And prior to me getting arrested the other night, I got up to speak, and they let me speak for about 45 seconds. And they said, oh, time's up. You got to go. And they kicked me out that night, too.
Okay, let me tell you what's going on. I'll go ahead and get you a number. You know, this segment's really short here. I got a guest this morning I need to get to. Hopefully we can hook up with Jeff Greenspan. We'll get that all taken care of. But Quartzsite has a nice little special place in my heart because they are a small nothing town of nothing. I mean, like 300-400 people about there, except in the winter months when the RVers come in and it increases to, like, I don't know, 100,000 or something. It's something ridiculous like that. When we go out and speak, you know, like tea parties and so on like that, we take thousands, tens of thousands of DVDs to pass out. This is why Quartzsite all of a sudden got the attention of some we need a government. So that we can make some money with some government. We got a lot of people that we can do government. We got guys going around with little shiny badges and writing tickets and stuff. So this is, I know all about it. We have a gentleman that has a newspaper out there called the Desert Star that they tried to make it illegal with all kinds of little permit stuff for him even to have his paper. Well, John, you know, contacted us, got him with the Institute for Just Goldwater Institute, and they filed suit and won. So, man, they don't like us. That's I can tell you that right now. So if anybody's going up and challenging them, you know, I'm like, let's see what's up. And, you know, getting arrested and thrown out, you know, okay, I got some numbers for you to call. But, you know, it's going to be up to you, man. Okay?
Yeah, I understand.
All right, so you just wait over there. As soon as we go into break, I'll get you some numbers and everything and send you on your way because I'm busy. But, you know, this is the kind of stuff that we get all the time. You know, they're at the doorstep. As I'm walking in, I can't talk to you right now. Let's get in there. I got to do it. Well, I'll get you some numbers. Well, the one thing that I want to do today is we're going to go over a lot of stuff. But I tell you, we cannot get – I was in Kansas and Indiana this weekend. And I'll tell you, while I'm gone, what do I see? Shelton, 4409, he does a video. They already arrested a guy because he didn't have his papers, please. He had a commercial driver's license, truck driver. They pull him at a weigh station. You look a little bit too Mexican for us. You got ID, and he shows him his commercial driver's license. Not good enough, man. Need a birth certificate. You sound kind of Mexican, look kind of Mexican to me. Put him in jail. His wife had to go get his birth certificate. I'm amazed he had it. I don't know where the heck mine would have been. Oh, is it exactly what we told you would happen? Yeah, here it comes. We'll be right back.
There are those that just want to be left alone.
and those that just won't leave them alone. Which one are you? The Ernest Hancock Show.
Oh, yeah. Your smile speaks books to me. Break up with each and every one of your looks to me. And you're starting something deep inside of me. And you're sparking something this far from me. I'm out of control. I want to rush headlong into this ecstasy.
Yeah! I could only reach you. I'd make you smile. But it's so tragic so many times that I'm like, wow, it's like dark humor. You know, what do we say was going to happen? What did we say was going to happen? This weekend, Shelton 4409 had a great video up where he took footage of him being arrested down at the Capitol. I mean, he's down there going to legislators. He's giving them what for, man, and they were just on his case. So what did they do? You know, they go, yeah, we're just going to arrest him. Well, that's a whole other story. But what was he talking to him about? He gets an on-tape ledger. He goes, look, you know, this says right here that they're going to be able to detain you for as long as it takes for them to determine your citizenship. Boy, you looking a little walking wild brown there, homie. So we's going to put you in jail. No. That would never happen. Never happen. Nope. Wouldn't be prudent at this juncture. What happened? This weekend, the law's not even taken effect yet. They have a commercial truck driver, pulls into a weigh station, and they go, you know, we need to see your ID. You kind of got an accent there, Holmes. Okay, he gives him his commercial driver's license. Shows him all his papers and goodies. Yep, not good enough. Need birth certificate. Got it on you? His wife had to go to Maricopa, which is a town way south of Phoenix here, had to go home, get his birth certificate, go and get him out of what? Jail, okay? Jail. You're being held. You can't go. No, you're arrested. I don't know what do you call that? What do you call that? And what if she couldn't find a birth certificate? I mean, I don't even know if I got mine. I hope. I mean, you know, I got, you know, a passport. I got a. So, I mean, oh man. And it was, and the only reason I even got my birth certificate and stuff because I was getting worried I need to get a passport. Know what I mean? So I'm just going, you know, neon flashing example, here it is. So he does a nice video going, yep, you know, I ask some questions. I get the legislators' faces. I get them to say, oh, that's not it. That's not what it says. Not what it says. Not what it says. Arrest him. Then they arrest these guys after it hadn't even taken effect yet. They just passed this into law. Papers, please. What the heck have we been telling you? As has been my good Republican friend, Mr. Jeff Greenspan. Jeff, is this event going unnoticed or are you noticing?
You know, the really disappointing... Thanks for having me on, by the way, Ernie. I can do it until 9:30 if that's okay.
Cool.
The really disappointing thing is we have a lot of who I thought were good Republicans, good elected Republicans down there at the legislature. And you want to know how many of them actually read the bill?
None of them. No, the only time parts they read was just hammering on them. Look at this paragraph. Are you freaking blind?
Yeah.
They didn't want to look at it.
And then they use legislative counsel reports that have nothing to do with the questions at hand to cover and say, oh, ledge counsel says it's not in there, so it's not in there. So you say, you put it in front of their face, hey, here's the actual language. Have you read it? And they said, oh, yeah, no, we haven't read it, but ledge counsel says it's not in there. So you then say, here it is in black and white, and they just don't even read it.
Well, you know, that's what Shelton did. Shelton sat at his computer on a webcam, videotaping it, did a YouTube, and he read it. And he went through the parts. He's going, look, it says right here, this is what's going to happen. What's ironic is that they...
Hey, Ernie, I'm out of battery. I'm really sorry. I'm going to have to call back in.
Okay, cool. You know, go ahead. You got the number, right?
Yeah.
All right, cool. What was interesting is that Shelton, 4409, he had the ability to communicate. I mean, you know, that's what he does. So he goes, all right, you know, this is what we're going to do. You know, we called him and I said, you know, get down there, man. I know what this whole thing is about. Well, that's where I got labeled the domestic terrorist by Senate Appropriations Chairman Russell Pierce, the sponsor of this bill. Well, just the fact that we even sent out an email that linked to an article in Freedom's Phoenix that had the facts about this and the actual verbiage and what it did and what it meant, you know, that, just doing that domestic terrorism. So we filed an ethics complaint. Well, you know, it's only an ethics violation if he violates the law. Well, they said, well, yeah, he did because he used his email. I don't care. You know, I just want to make sure. You know, we know the process. I mean, if you want to go to town on this thing, go to court, and you want to have it, let's play. But you know, don't even sit there and say that a publisher of a web newspaper, a talk show host in several states, a individual that is just linking to the truth, by the way, the truth, that is an act of domestic terrorism about a bill that's before the deliberative bodies that's being discussed right at that moment. Do you understand? This is the mentality behind Papers, Please. You're not allowed to complain about Papers, Please legislation. Do you get it? Oh, yeah. No, we don't get to talk about it because it's about immigration. Was it? Is it? Really? I see where this is going. It was so neon flash and obvious to me from the beginning. At the same time, they indemnified the police officers from being held to any kind of standard. Now, that law was not in effect yet. So are these officers that held this guy, are they protected? I don't think so. So has this young man got an attorney? I bet you he does. And if he doesn't, he will! Guaranteed. This is where the battle is. Right, not later. This is where the battle is. Here in Arizona, with all these border checkpoints that are 60, 100 miles north of the border. They're not on the border. It's all a lie. Whether you think they should be on the border or not, it's not even the freaking issue. This immigration war is a lie. It's all about national ID. It's all about it's about conditioning little kids in the TSA line. I go every weekend, I'm on a plane, and I'm telling you, you see these little kids with their young parents going, now take your shoes off, and you know, hold your arms out for the nice man to wand you, kind of crap. You know, it's insanity. So I'm on it. This is going to be a big deal in this election cycle here. Bad guys are going to get all upset because I'm going to get people upset. And they're going to be upset because I'm upsetting people that are upset and being upset about them, something they should be upset about. You know, I get it. Do we got Jeff back yet? No?
No.
Okay, when he comes in, just Skype me, let me know he's there. You know, Jeff, well, you can, his cell phone's off. He needs to get a new battery, man. Every time I talk to him, he does that. Jeff Greenspan was the Southwestern Region Coordinator for the Ron Paul campaign. He worked for the campaign. In fact, I was one introduced him to him and saying, look, you need an operative inside the Republican Party. It's kind of libertarian-oriented. Jeff. You need Jeff. And he wound up doing it for the whole Southwest. You know, he had several states. And now he's working with the Campaign for Liberty here. A lot of the events that go on here, Campaign for Liberty, is through that. And on this bill, SB 1080, they, or 70, whatever it is, they had the Campaign for Liberty had a expert in real ID and national ID that's been around the country, and I guess he counsels Dr. Paul, write a thing on it going, yes, and boss, it's right there. So what do they say? What was their response? What do they do? They don't care. It was not about that. Why? Why? There are these great conservative Republicans. They did it anyway. Why? What's the power on them? Because Russell Pierce is the Senate Appropriations Chairman, which means all money. It costs anything, you go through him. You want your bills passed, you go through him. You want your special interest, love you long time, you go through him. This is how our government is now. It's over. You know, I that's why for years, decades, I don't worry about the government. I'm not trying to get in charge of the ring of power or the lever. That is past. It's done. It's, you're not going to out-compete these guys. I mean, I go around the country and they go, but if we kind of appeal to them a little bit, if we become a little bit more conservative, if we're just we got the right alliances, if you say the right things, if the media likes, if you know, you wake up. It's already lost. It's us we got to change. It's us. Quit trying to beg for and scrap for and negotiating for a place at the table that's feeding you just crap. I mean, it's just crap. This is a cultural war. It's us understanding the truth. We know the truth. That's the only thing that's going to set us free. Yeah, they wrote that down somewhere. Where was that? Yeah, you think about it. We'll be right back here on Declare Your Independence. Me, Ernest Hancock, and we'll get Jeff Greenspan back on here in just a little bit. You stay right there.
And now, live from the studios of Freedom's Phoenix, Ernest Hancock.
Stop believing here on Declare Your Independence. Me, Ernest Hancock, but I tell you, oh, man, what are you going to be believing in? The government. You know, these legislators and special interests, they want to save you because they love you so much. Right. And is this really about immigration? It never was. It never, ever, ever, ever was. You go and you listen to the immigration series that I've done. I mean, I've had Frosty Wooldridge on, man. He's all about got to ship everybody back. You know, the environment's going to crash because of. I let him post on Freedom's Phoenix, knock yourself out, man. You know, episode number 47. I mean, he just, you know, whatever. I have him on, and we go at it. And I warned him in so many times. We even had him come to a Freedom Summit. I think it was in 05, 06, in Casa Grande. We had there, and we had him debating Bumper Hornberger. And Terry Bressy from CheckpointUSA.com, which is a guy, he's a scientist down at the University of Arizona. He's a space watch. I mean, he's watching to make sure meteors and asteroids don't kill us. And he travels from University of Arizona to Kitt Peak all the time, back and forth. And he saw what they were doing in Indian Reservation, a stretch of highway there, which, you know, far from the border. And they were just, you know, every government agency they could, using the jurisdiction of the Native American reservation there. And they're kind of, you know, it was just a weird thing that they were doing. He challenged it. He goes, no, not playing. Went to court. He wins, you know, but it doesn't matter. Goes to Ninth Circuit. Yeah, you know, this was, yeah, they did it wrong. They shouldn't, but I guess if they'd done it this way, though, it would have been okay. So, you know, it's kind of, you know, they're just fine-tuning it. Damn libertarians filing suit and stuff. We'll change a word here and there. It's just a game they play. This whole thing was about being able to control the roadways. You're not going to be able to travel without papers, please. Then you have, you know, SCAMRA, these cameras that are continuous video surveillance. You know, no, that's not good enough. What are they doing in the UK right now? Giving speeding tickets with satellites. We have it up on Freedom's Phoenix. SCAMRA 2.0. you can see the goose step march towards your rights. I'm telling you, this is neon flashing obvious to certain people. How do we make it obvious to everybody else? That's where I come in. But it's not just here on the radio. You got to be on the street. Got to get on the street. Yeah, baby. You got to be out there saying hello. Well, we just found out today, David Nolan, one of the founders of the Libertarian Party, just announced that he's going to be running for U.S. Senate against McCain. Will he beat him? Define that. Will he get the most votes? I don't know. Not my focus. Will we get some issues out? Will there be some attention? Will there be some learnification of the peoples? Yes, boss, that's exactly what's going to happen. That's what the bad guys are afraid of. It's more than just making them look bad. It's making the whole system look bad for the people just to understand. How do you unlearn the truth? You know, I'm so glad that he did this because somebody had to run against McCain. I didn't say a word about it. I ran against him in 04. Somebody needed to. I'm just busy, man. I got other stuff to do, you know. But I definitely want somebody to go. I would have done it if I had to, but I don't have to now. So this is I got some other interest I want to focus on. And this is along the same lines, though. I mean, I got my own little Homeland Security guy who's going to be running legislative district where I'm at. So how am I going to let that go by? Well, hopefully I won't have to run in that one either, but I definitely will make sure people know what's going on. Because this is a battle that's all about us understanding what the real role of government is. What is it? I mean, it's the defense of our individual rights. Is that what's going on? No. Here's a news clip that Shelton put in his – it's like an eight-minute video that he had, and he just put a clip in here of from the news. This is how they reported it.
Good evening, Arizona. I'm Patty Kirkpatrick. The controversial illegal immigration bill isn't even law yet. But one Valley couple says that didn't matter. The man claims he was targeted and forced to provide his birth certificate. Here's Kirsten Joyce with the story. Kirsten?
Good evening, Patty. The husband is a commercial truck driver. He was pulled over this morning, as he says, at Val Vista and the 202 at a weight scale check stop. He was then asked to show his documents. He handed over his commercial vehicle's driver's license and provided a Social Security number. But apparently, according to him, that wasn't enough.
And then he came back and he said, well, I need your birth certificate. It's in my house.
And that's when Abden says officers handcuffed him, placing him in a van, transporting him here to the Immigration and Customs Enforcement building in Phoenix off Central Avenue. His wife, Jackie, says she was contacted and told to retrieve Abden's birth certificate. She asked the agent why her husband had been detained and was told,
because he didn't answer the questions correctly. He stated that, you know, his mother is in Mexico currently. That's where she lives. And I asked him, you know, is it a crime for his mother to be in Mexico? And he said that it's not, but he just thought it would be suspicious.
So she left work, drove an hour back to Maricopa, where she retrieved his and her documents just in case, showing us Abden was born in Fresno, California. Relieved to be out of that building, the two of them still remain baffled at the encounter.
I don't think it's correct if I have to take my birth certificate with me all the times. I don't think that that's correct.
Yeah, but you talking with foreign accent, boy. Yeah, you're looking kind of brown in our town. You see my point? Did you think it was going to unfold any other way? Or maybe you just want him to be hassled. Maybe that, you know, he deserved it. He didn't talk right. I don't know. We'll talk about it when we come back.
It's time for Declare Your Independence with Ernest Hancock.
It's me, Ernest Hancock, here in Phoenix, Arizona, from the BEA Beautiful Studios of Freedoms with an S, Phoenix.com. FreedomsPhoenix.com, where you get all the goody. You know, what are we fighting for? You know, truth, justice, what used to be the American way? What the heck was that anyway? You know, I'm whoa, do we even remember? Do we even remember? I'm going to continue taking pieces out of Shelton 4409's video, because this is a demonstration of how much we knew, how much we shared with people here in Arizona, and how much the legislators knew. It put it off for about a month. I mean, they were going to do it one day, and we just hammered them. And they went, whoa, whoa, whoa. They had to, you know, we got to do arm twists and threats and intimidation and bribery to get this thing passed. We thought we had a clear, you know, sailing, and dang it, you know, Ernie and friends, they done cost us a bunch of money and a ruckus. And I'm like, oh, it ain't over. Oh, it's not even started yet. This is, you know, what they don't understand is that by doing this, by passing this, they've exposed themselves for what they are. This is good. And I'm, man, it's like, you know, what Rahm Emanuel say, you know, you're not going to let a crisis go to waste. Oh, I'm not going to let good little, you know, Nazi police state activities go to waste. I'm not going to let it go to waste. You know, now this right here, this part, is Shelton talking to Chuck Gray. He's a state legislator down there, and they're always good. You know, they always want to bracket it. They're going to take your rights away here. They'll go, yeah, but we're constitutional guys. See, we're giving you your gun rights over here. Look at this. You know, it's Alaska, it's Vermont, and now Arizona. You don't have to have a permit, you know, to exercise a right that you shouldn't have had a permit for anyway. You know, ain't we nice guys? No, you should vote for us. That's how they play it. It's always, yeah, but if you don't vote for me, then you'll get some Democrat in there that will take your gun rights away. You know, they won't do papers, please, but that's a nice trade-off, right? Oh, these guys are killing me. Listen to this.
So when we were in Nazi Germany back in that day, let me finish.
No, let's talk about the bill.
When the guards were
under Obama,
I beg to differ. Was it okay for those Nazi guards to ask people for their papers? Was it okay for them because it was under some kind of statute?
Because that was about immigration too.
1070 does not have police officers stop people and ask them for their papers.
Wrong.
It says right here. Not. Hold this camera. Let me show you.
Showing them the bill.
The law, let's see. Here we go. A law enforcement officer without a warrant may arrest any person, period, if the officer has probable cause to believe that a person committed any public offense. What's a public offense?
That's the law now.
No, you have to be committing a crime to ask for ID.
Public offense is a crime.
But right now, in order to ask for ID, you have to be committing a crime. Either suspicion that somebody committed a crime or is about to commit a crime or has committed a crime.
That used to be the law until the Supreme Court. The Supreme Court said that if you're stopping someone, you don't even have to have reasonable suspicion.
And then he shows Terry versus Ohio what he's talking about. See, the reason that Shelton knows this is because he just won a case on 5 charges in Scottsdale Police Department where the police went out and said, you got to show us ID when he was filming a camera fraud protest. Okay? And they got to have ID. He goes, I don't have to. I'm standing on the sidewalk. I'm going to do anything. Am I committing a crime? About to commit a crime? Suspicion of a crime? And I mean, where's the crime? Standing here videotaping? It went to the judge, man, and they did a Rule 20, 21, I can't remember which one. They just threw the whole thing out, and they wanted it. The judge and the prosecutor. Well, the city prosecutor wanted it. The actual prosecutor that was there, man, he didn't want to do this. He was on the phone trying to get out of this thing. Look, why are we doing this? I'm not going to win. This is damn. But the judge made this statement. After he threw out 4 of the 5 charges, and this is after they arrested him, they stomped on his bare feet, you know, and when they were doing his fingerprinting, you know, to get him to comply because he wouldn't lift his hand up there to help him, you know, bam, stomped on his foot, barefoot with boots. I mean, just, these people, they so got their due coming. And this is it. This is how Shelton gets back at him. He gets him on record saying, you know, this crap, which is total BS. They don't even know what they're talking about. And then they do it, saying it doesn't do this. It does it. Who's the foo now? Who's the foo? So this is just so neon flashing obvious of all the stuff that we deal with here at Freedom Speech constantly. You know, what I have, I walk in, I get up to the studio, and I'm going in. You know, we have our workshop here and so on. I have this guy's car. He's out parked out front. He's got his campaign signs from his campaign when he ran for, I guess, whatever in Quartzsite. And I'm like, hey, I thought he might be meeting somebody here or something. Yeah, you know, word up. You know, I'm in a hurry. I was on the phone talking to David Nolan. You know, I'm like, okay, so you decide. You run against McCain. All right, you know, you need to talk to Scott Granger. He ran against him, ran for U.S. Senate, the highest percentage in the nation. Okay. Oh, yeah, we had the highest percentage in the nation was right here in Arizona in 94. And I said, do you have any clue where that came from and why? Do you have any clue? Do you know who was running, what they were running on, what kind of campaign? Well, I was county chairman then. You know, I was intimately involved in it. Heck, I was running for Secretary of State, statewide office, along with Scott Granger that was doing that. I know why he got such a high percentage. Got such a high percentage anywhere. So I'm going, you know, you need to have him. You want to make sure that you have him on your meeting that they're going to have Saturday. So this guy's standing there, and he's like, hey, man, I need help. I got arrested for insisting on speaking at a town council meeting. What do I do? All right. You know, here's some numbers. This is a culture thing. It's an attitude. This is how we are being conditioned. As little kids in TSA lines, you know, prostrate for the man. Oh, heck, you don't even have to do that anymore. They got the little body scanners now. Half the people go through body scanners in Indianapolis, or was it Kansas, whatever. I was getting on, and they were like, you know, when you go through the metal detector, they wave you left, right. If you go this way or, you know, that way, you know, before you get in metal detector, they say, which way do you go? Well, I go to the metal detector, and they go, oh, over here. You know, I didn't go through the body scan yet. Well, it's right there. Half the people did. They skipped me this time. You know, I'm you know, hi, wow. Let's go ahead and go to the phones. Ed in Phoenix. Go ahead, Ed. Enlighten me.
Hi there, Ernie.
Hello.
I have a question or two maybe you could help me with now that things are changing here. See, my ancestor, General Mariano Vallejo of the Spanish Navy, who founded the town of Vallejo, California, he's my ancestor. My grandparents were both from Jalisco, Mexico. My mother and father were both born in the United States, and I was born in the United States, so I guess I'm an American. Well, I'm still pretty brown, and that ride on the bicycle across Arizona with Mike Moresco made me even browner, so I stand out like a sore thumb. Is a driver's license okay? Do I have to carry my birth certificate with me now?
A commercial driver's license was not okay. He's too brown, he had accent, and he volunteered information that his mother lived in Mexico. Boom, you're in handcuffs. And you're a little brown, got a beard and long hair, Ed, so I'm like, you're toast, man.
Okay, so do I got to carry my birth certificate, or does my DD-214 from my discharge from the Army count?
You know, I'm telling you, this is exactly what we said was going to happen, and they think they got the support of the people on this. In fact, we have a story up. My wife just put it up. It says a draconian Arizona law will cause civil rights violations, and this is Brett Hume of Fox News. He goes, says the draconian new Arizona immigration law will be unpopular and predicts it will lead to civil rights violations, but he also thinks it was reasonable for Arizona to pass this so-called emergency policy. You know, and he thinks it's going to be quite a trick to train the police officers in that state so that they can carry out this mandate to check anybody who they have a reasonable suspicion of being in the country illegally without engaging in profiling or violating their civil rights. You know, but he thinks that it's going to, even though it's going to be difficult, there will probably and inevitably will be some civil rights violation. But, you know, he's afraid of illegal immigration, so it's okay. And he thinks that, you know, the people are I don't even understand the philosophy behind it. It was never about immigration. It was about getting this national ID. And once this law takes effect, it makes it legal for them to share all the hunting licenses, fishing licenses, anybody that got a concealed carry permit that they did before, like my son did. I'm like, ah, see, now I get to carry concealed. I never got a permit. And so we have that little going back and forth. Then you have the motor vehicle department, all that information. Once you send it, like they don't already have it, but they made it legal. Once you send it to Department of Homeland Security, what are they going to do? Oh, I'm sorry, we erased our files. They made the law unconstitutional, so we're going to send it back. I mean, you think that's going to happen? Seriously?
Well, you know, the constitutionality of the safety checkpoints when they stop people checking for alcohol, the constitutionality got thrown out of the window for the safety factor. Isn't that going to be the next step in the progression for this? We're going to have checkpoints to check and make sure everybody has their papers?
You want to know how you got Nazi Germany to where it was? This is it. It's like they have a playbook, and throughout the millennia, they pull it off the shelf. They blow off, you know, the contemporary dust. They open it up. Number one, thou shalt number the people. Take a census. They were warning about this in the Bible. Don't take the mark of the beast. This is nothing new. This is how you do it. You collectivize people. You get as much information on them as possible so that you can control them to your end. We're just a farm. We're just a farm. And I'm going, you know, what made America so unique and so different was that we understood what was really going on. And it was about individual rights. The only purpose any government has is the protection of individual rights. I watched last night, you'll like this, Ed. Last night, I come home and all my kids were gathered around, you know, say, yo, what's up? And we had a little barbecue and, you know, granddaughter there and we're all having a good time and everything. And they had the Revolution series on the History Channel. And the graphics are fascinating. I mean, you see a city the way it is now, and then they go back in time, show what it looked like and how big. And so you learn a lot. The one thing, they build up through the Revolution. They do all this stuff. I mean, you know, I know enough to know that they didn't get too far off to make me too mad until they go, we had this revolution, then Yorktown, Washington won, boom. Then he's the first president. Totally chopped out the years of the Articles of Confederation and the 10 presidents we have. I mean, just, you know, Articles of what? We don't even know what you're talking about. Declaration of Independence, U.S. Constitution. They have no idea that the Constitution was like a counter-revolution to the Declaration. They're not even in the same category. The Articles of Confederation was what the people initially wanted. It was no central plan. It wasn't until, so what do you think happened? The Bank of England, all these guys with umpteen gazillion dollars, you know, all of a sudden they were just going to go, all right, I guess we lost, you know, we're done. No, it's about the banking. It's about commerce. It's about fleecing us. It's about tax money. It's about getting their cut. It was always about getting their cut. What do you think all these stamp acts and this act and that tax and all this other stuff was about? It was about money. You know, they were stupid enough to think that, you know, they didn't learn the lesson that the Romans taught them. Conquer is easy. Control is not. They tried to control through force. It doesn't work that way. So what they did is they said, all right, we'll get some ink on paper and we'll just do it that way. Then they even went in and they just kind of mentioned this. This is great. This is great. They go, later the British would come and they figured that if they just burned down the White House and the Capitol and all this kind of stuff, then, you know, well, then I guess there wouldn't be a U.S. people anymore and they'd go back under rule or something. I don't know what the heck that was about. So they come in and they say, oh, they burned down Washington. Well, of course, they rebuilt it and, you know, that. But what was the one building that wasn't burned down? It was the main bank, which later became Bank of America, sponsor of this program. And they go, well, the bank, and what did they do? Well, they loaned the money, you know, to the U.S. government and indebted them more so they could rebuild the city. And I'm going, of course they did. Of course they did. This is the history that they're leaving out. You know, that's a whole nother series just on that. So I am very, very, very certain of what's coming. And I, you know, but how do you, I mean, I go to these conventions around the country and the libertarians I used to, I've been doing this for 22 years. And the libertarians that I've known the last couple of decades, they are outside of the Libertarian Party. You know, this Libertarian Revolution is not really in it anymore. And nomination of Barr was kind of the final coup de grace on that.
Right.
Conservatives have come in. They're in, but we need to be. Yeah, we understand libertarian philosophy. We understand the philosophy. It's just not practical when it comes to winning elections. And we need to ally with the Tea Party and love Sarah Palin a long time. And we're going to, you know, this kind of stuff. So I'm there. I'm not really sure what I can do other than go, no. And I explain it to them and why. And the philosophy is our only weapon and power. You're not going to be a bigger scumbag than R's and D's. And why would you want to and try and this? And but they're so fixated on this control of the lever of power that they're missing the point. The power is not in the government, it's in the people, and they're not addressing that. And no matter that they saw up close this Ron Paul revolution thing, they still don't understand where that energy, that power came from. They're just wanting to think they can harness it and then bring it over into them for electoral success. And I'm going,
right.
You don't
direct it.
Yeah, you can't direct a movement like that. That's how you kill them. And that's what's being attempted right now. You got guys, you know, on the conservative, you know, like the Cato guys and all that kind of stuff, are finally, this has been a battle for over 30 years. They want to make the Libertarian Party an actual third party with seats in power to do whatever it is that they want to do. And to get to that point, they're willing to compromise on principle so that we're not too scary and we get elected. So that we can be just like them. And I'm going, okay, you know, well, I know where this goes. So I just make it clear. I go, this is what's going to happen. And when it does, we'll still be out here at Freedom's Phoenix. And on Declare Your Independence, fighting the fight. And they'll come back. Where do you think all our support comes from? It's the people that left before.
Freedom's the answer. What's the question? You're listening to Ernest Hancock.
And don't stop believing. We're here on Declare Your Independence. With me, Ernest Hancock from Phoenix, Arizona. And I'm going to get right to this, okay? All right, this is a Terry stop. You hear this a lot. They go, oh, that's a Terry stop this, Terry stop that. What that means is Terry versus Ohio. This 1968 case. And what it says is that was a decision by the United States Supreme Court which held that the Fourth Amendment prohibition on unreasonable searches and seizures is not violated when a police officer stops a suspect on the street and searches him without probable cause to arrest if, okay, now they're still saying, yeah, you know, you can just, you know, pull somebody over and you don't have any probable cause of anything other than, you know, maybe this. What's the if? If the police officer has a reasonable suspicion, whatever the heck that means, that the person has committed, is committing, or is about to commit a crime. A crime. And what is reasonable suspicion that they have, are going to commit a crime? What's the argument that's going to be made? He was brown. He had a Mexican accent. He said his mom lived in Mexico. These are all crimes, according to them. How else is this case going to unfold? You starting to see? Are you that afraid of immigrants that you're willing to give up your freedom that you say that you're afraid that you're losing because of immigrants? One's a maybe kind of sort of fear-generated thing, and one's reality. One is certain as death that, man, you're going to here it comes. Well, you know, he goes on to continue talking to legislator Chuck Gray.
That's what I'm talking about, in the street, not a car. I'm talking about the street, the Supreme Court, and I disagree with their assessment of that. The Supreme Court said that a police officer can stop a person that's walking on the street and ask them for ID without any probable cause or reasonable suspicion. They can just stop them and ask them, and I disagree with that ruling. But that is the law according to the Supreme Court.
What's wrong? The public defense? What is it? Because it's not defined anywhere in the bill.
Well, you're correct that that's not defined in the bill. But you have to have probable cause for an arrest, regardless of what that is. You cannot arrest on something that's not a crime.
Really? Because here it says, under reasonable suspicion that somebody's illegal, they can be detained and arrested and taken downtown and identified.
Okay. So far, you've showed me things in the bill, and I've refuted them.
How about sharing information with Homeland Security?
Yeah, do you like giving your information to...
Show me in the bill, and I'll comment on it. Show me in the bill, and I'll comment on it. Right. Because a lot.
Okay, now, see, he wants them to show him in the bill and comment on it because he hasn't read the bill. None of these guys did.
What you've told me is inaccurate.
It's your perception.
It's your interpretation.
It says,
it's your
opinion. Except it is provided by federal law officials and agency, blah, 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 may not be prohibited in any way restricted from sending and receiving, maintaining information related to immigration status of anybody. Don't say it's just for illegals. And with the federal government. So it's going to send this
stuff
to Homeland Security.
So whose immigration status would we care about if they're not illegal?
Here's what's going to happen. I don't know if they're...
When he does it, when he's done, and who are we going to care if they're not illegal? He shows a picture of that truck driver.
Oh. They're illegal until you run their ID.
Okay,
this doesn't talk about running their ID.
So if you got an American citizen walking down the street, and they're pulled over by the police, and they say, give me your papers, I don't have my papers, now what?
They arrest you, take you downtown, and identify
detain you.
No.
Send you to Homeland Security.
Or you give them your true full name. The thing is,
show me in this bill where it says, if you don't show your papers, you get arrested. That's Nazi Germany. This is not.
Right here.
Show me in there where you get arrested for not showing your papers.
If they cannot be identified, it says you may arrest them. Read the bill.
You know, read the bill. We knew this was going to happen. It was so obvious. They were just playing stupid. And then now that it's happened, before it even becomes law, even after it's signed, you got a time frame that you have the ability to get a referendum on, so it doesn't actually become law yet, but they're doing it anyway. Typical